So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. We got the accused Kirk alleged assassin, Dom, in Utah court today. And what's interesting is we're seeing some of these major influencers and Fox News not moving away from it through their coverage and through having Erica Kirk on, going directly at them. I'm talking Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, probably arguably the biggest of all influencers. I just can't, see an intersection here. Who is it that is following Tucker Carlson and why now? You know, is it just the fact that Carlson gets away with saying, I'm just asking questions at every nutbag, crazy thing that goes on? And most of them point back to attacking Jews and attacking Israel. And here we go again. There seems to be any number of people on the right now that think that's the big money play. Let's go back to that. Let's have fun with that. All right. So the assassination suspect appears in court. I think that Utah still has the death penalty by firing squad. At least they used to. And if anybody deserves it, you know, this ought to take 5 minutes and we'd be seeing something like that. So we got the Money Melody coming up for a great prize. I saved for this point, and this is a guy that has become incredibly prominent. There's a meme out there that's put together by Newsom. And in this, you see Trump led away in handcuffs, Hegseth, and of course, Stephen Miller. Now, think about this. Miller is not in the cabinet. Miller is just an advisor. He's a domestic policy guy. And yet he dwarfs all these other people. Why is that? Here is Miller. And I'll tell you the reason why. Miller goes big picture. Miller talks about the stuff I was talking about with Scott Jennings the other night. His book has Western Civilization in the title. Miller goes for that, connects the dots about what's going on with the Somalians. Is it just liberals, corruption, big government, all that money, Medicaid and all? No, it's something bigger than that. And that's why this guy is now banned from CNN. I'll play you him in a moment. They're afraid of him. Listen to what he says, what's going on in Minnesota, Somalia, what it's really about.
During the civil rights era, and this is the simplest way I can put it, there was a thought, in effect, you can go back and you can read the transcripts of the debate at the time, of applying civil rights to immigration policy for the globe, and to create a civil right for people from every part of the world to come to America in ever-growing numbers. And so a system that for years, as you mentioned, had been tightly restricted, suddenly established this global ability of people in every part of the world to come to America, to bring their families to America, and then eventually empty out their entire towns and their entire villages to the United States of America. And so what you saw between 1965 and today was the single largest experiment on a society, on a civilization that had ever been conducted in human history. Not just the 76 million immigrants that were brought in, largely from the third world, but their descendants too. So you see with a lot of these immigrant groups, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, again, Somalia is a clear example here, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, but you see persistent issues in every subsequent generation. So you see consistent high rates of welfare use, consistent high rates of criminal activity, consistent failures to assimilate. But this shouldn't be a surprise, Will. It's just common sense. If Somalians cannot make Somalia successful, why would we think that the track record would be any different in the United States? Go third world country by third world country. No one's saying, look, there are people all over the world that are great people. But you look at the society. If Libya keeps failing, if the Central African Republic keeps failing, if Somalia keeps failing, right? If these societies all over the world continue to fail, you have to ask yourself, if you bring those societies into our country and then give them unlimited free welfare, what do we think is going to happen? You're going to replicate the conditions that they left over and over and over again. And we mask the impact of immigration in every public policy issue we discuss. We talk about test scores. Well, if you subtract immigration out of test scores, all of a sudden, our test scores skyrocket. If you subtract immigration out of healthcare, all of a sudden, we don't have nearly the size of the healthcare challenges our country faces.
Okay, let's stop it there. You know what? I debate him on the test scores. No, I'm sorry. You know, and I'm a big fan. We got a lot of dumb Americans, too. They might be better a little bit, but we got a lot of dumb Americans. I was waiting for that moment. Come on, Stephen. No. These other problems, yeah, we got a lot of dumb Americans. You know it, and I know. Oh, just take them out. And the test scores will be back up to what they were. No, they won't. But on the rest of it, spot on. Now, what is it so terrifying about that? You're not going to hear Trump talk like that. You're not going to hear Pete Hegseth or these cabinet secretaries. They don't have this guy's big vision and way of putting it and where he's going. And the other side knows exactly that. And they don't want to handle it, and they can't handle it. So they call names. He's a white supremacist. He's a Nazi, etc. Notice what he said there. What is one of the biggest things that the left says on illegal immigration and the like? Yes, first generation, you're going to have failure. But second generation, people want to assimilate. They want to blend in. Well, I could buy that in the past. Because the forces there were telling people, no, you're not going to be bolstered in speaking your home language. You're going to have to learn English. You're going to have to. And many people bought into this. You may be somebody who's never called before. And in your family, they were raising kids or certainly it may have been back to grandkids to say, this is what they do in America. This is what you're going to do. Yeah, you can speak a little bit of Italian at home, but you know what? We're going to curtail that a bit. We want you to think about yourself as an American, even if they didn't articulate that way. That's what it came down to. Miller is saying the Somalians, second generation now, maybe even more, there's not assimilation. No. They resist that. They don't even like the country that much, by and large. Ilhan Omar is a perfect example. Ingratitude in human form. That's dangerous. That's big time. So why would CNN, and here is Miller talking about, I don't know if I have that one here, Henry. Well, yeah, he tells Hannity, this is cut 8, that he essentially has been banned by CNN. Cut 8.
CNN, that was some of the best material we'd ever had on the program. In the history of the program is you schooling these hosts. And now they I guess they might have figured out that it's ratings gold for this program. Did you really get banned?
Yeah, so Sean, I think that your decision to play the clips of me on CNN has resulted in CNN refusing to take me. So this is a completely true story. So over the last few days, our brilliant White House communications shop has reached out to CNN, which of course is running one fake news hit piece after another, and they said Stephen Miller would like to come on your network to rebut any of these lies. And they asked, what show? They said, Stephen Miller will do any show from dawn to dusk. They said, what topic? The White House said, Stephen is available to discuss any topic with any host at any time. As far as you're concerned, Stephen has no scheduling conflicts at all. He will make himself available from the first hour of air to the last hour of air on any subject. And you know what CNN's response was? We will not take him, period, for any show on any topic. That is completely true, Sean.
Oh, that is awful. That means no... I was actually giving them the highest viewership they ever had by replaying you beating them up.
All right. Well, we don't care about that, Hannity, but okay. Here's a little bit more of this with Miller now. Here is Abby Phillip taking her shot last night, saying that Stephen Miller's ancestors probably didn't speak a lick of English.
Kind of people that's, we need in this country.
And what I'm saying
that
is that the is
they know
right?
why
and
exactly. what I'm
saying
first generation
are the
Americans
who welcome them into our country as I do should have enough confidence in the American system to say yes, you should integrate.
You know, I
yes,
want to make
sure
a point here.
I'm a productive member of society.
I guess
I'm
the part I don't
I
understand is why are you assuming that assimilation is not happening?
Yeah,
because you know when Stephen Miller's ancestors came here in the early 1900s. They didn't speak a lick of English, okay? They were working factory jobs. There is a generational shift that happens where sometimes the first generation, they don't speak
okay,
English.
Okay, let's cut it there, Henry. That's the point I was making, and Miller is contending. We're contending, both of us. No. It's not just first generation. And the reasons are you have social media, you have connection to the home front easier. You have Spanish language stations. Your definition of assimilation and my definition of assimilation are much different. And you're not seeing it. You're not seeing it that way. Maybe those people felt that was you had to. And these people are propped up with every phony program in the world, including the worst this week. The worst that they did was the false autism claims. Can you imagine? Millions and millions and millions of dollars. I think it reached $400 million in what they were doing on autism. And everybody had to know these are fraudulent. We'll call you a racist if you bother us on this. So have people now assimilated? This is the argument of the left. Well, you got to give a pass to the first generation. I don't understand why. I'm willing to say a year or two to acclimate and do all that. But it's not just assimilating. Ilhan Omar outright hates the idea of the United States of America. She is an ingrate. And lacking gratitude is one of the worst things about a person. When you think of qualities, you think of loyalty, I think of gratitude. Someone who exhibits gratitude, I'm drawn to that person. People who don't, that's it. I mean, that's a tell right there. I don't need to see anything else. If you're ungrateful, that's it. I don't want to be around you. There's almost nothing else that's going to work. All right, 855-839-1210. You heard what he said there, that he is essentially banned. Why wouldn't you want to have Miller on a network like CNN that's crying for material for fodder? All right, are they really thinking, well, we're giving a platform to somebody who doesn't deserve it? Or are they thinking, this guy's too difficult for them to handle? I think it's too difficult to handle. And I debated him way back when, something about, I was doing a national show at the senator, I think it was the chief of staff or spokesperson, the senator from Alabama. And I got to tell you, what a workout it was. It was unbelievable. So I can imagine on something like this, the other side, they had to be saying, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going through this again with this guy. This is too much. Could they debate? Where's the evidence? What's the metric of assimilation? All right, that's what I would debate. And I would tell you, my sense is that groups like Somalians who have power because their numbers are in concentrated areas in Minnesota and Maine. They're not assimilating. And this corruption that's going on is something you would expect to happen. That's the way they view the world, given coming from Somalia. By and large, are there some that assimilate? Sure, I'm sure there's some. And that's the point that he's making. It's not just the first generation, that argument. I think it's beyond that. And if that's the case, what does that tell us? All right, I'm coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. He's on my to-do list. I just find him the big idea guy here, the guy who puts a lot of heft to this. I don't see anybody else. Kennedy, maybe, on the healthcare thing, going down that path. You hear, you know, in that vein, you hear him talk about that. You don't hear anybody else articulate it in the manner that this guy does. And if you missed the show the other day, Scott Jennings, just in passing at our big politics and pints, said, yeah, he and his wife had youngish children and they have to live on a military base. I hadn't heard that anywhere else. Good for Scott. A military base. They couldn't be protected at their apartment. Then they had a home. The Secret Service said, yo, you know, this is going to be very difficult. You got to be protected. You got to have a fence up, the whole thing. And again, imagine being in a neighborhood where there's a Supreme Court justice, not the three lefties, or someone like Stephen Miller. Yeah, that's got to be a drain. Living next door to that with the mobs coming through. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Now, before we start today with Henry's story on his money melody, don't forget our friends. It's sponsored by Navy League Philadelphia. Really looking forward to seeing you, the Army-Navy game, this Saturday, December 13th. It's at the Manayunk Brewery. You'll enjoy prizes along with great food and drink specials throughout the game. Tickets are just $15 at NavyLeaguePhilly.org. And all proceeds go to Navy League Philly to support our local Sea Service veterans. Tomorrow's side will be something associated with the Navy. Sorry, Army. If the Army has another room there, I'll go back and forth. I'll do shuttle diplomacy. We're happy to have another sponsor. But thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Money Melody. And we're playing today for a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. Give you more details on that in a second. Go right ahead, Henry.
It's
what do you have?
Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we're asking for things associated with Las Vegas. And in order to succeed in Las Vegas,
Yes. You
need to have Lady Luck on your side. And if you noticed, when we were introducing the side question today, I was playing Frank Sinatra's Luck Be a Lady underneath us as we were talking.
Can I throw one thing in there? Sorry to interrupt, though, but the lounge act. I love that phrase, a lounge act. I think of Vegas right away with that. But all right, Henry, Luck Be a Lady.
Yeah, so Luck Be a Lady. I'm simply going to play you a cover of Luck Be a Lady. I want the cover artist singing here. Some things about this cover artist. He emigrated to the United States when he was 18 years old and enlisted in the Marine Corps. He served in the Persian Gulf War, actually. Mm-hmm. So I did not know that about this guy at all. But it was in his time in the Marine Corps that he honed his very unique voice and style of singing. So I want this former Marine, I want to know who is covering Luck Be a Lady right here. Yeah, Dom. Very recognizable voice, former Marine.
That is a very distinctive style. It has a touch of Sinatra, but not exactly. Yeah. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. So if you win today, $50 gift card, Metro Diner, perfect for your next holiday gathering. Metro Diner is serving up their Heat and Serve holiday feast featuring roasted turkey or baked ham paired with all the fixings that serve a party of one, four, or eight. Visit MetroDiner.com to place your order today. 855-839-1210. Give us the answer next. Who's covering that song?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Don Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, so we have the $50 gift card to Metro Diner, Dom Giordano Show. Let's hear the clue who's covering this song.
Former Marine, Dom.
All right, let's go to Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, how you doing today? What's your answer?
I'm well. It's Shaggy.
How's it going?
All right. Well played, Shaggy. Henry, a little more detail?
I was just searching for covers, and I was like, ooh, Shaggy. All right. Let's see, okay. See how well our listeners know reggae.
Yeah, I am never heard of the guy, really.
Really? Yeah. Oh, no. Really? If I start, yeah. I'm going to play some Shaggy throughout the rest of the show now. you know him.
$50 gift card to the Metro Diner, Lance. Enjoy. It's a great spot, particularly with the holiday feast. I think we'll have it again tomorrow for Dom's Money Melody. All right. We've been talking about, well, just in the last few minutes, Stephen Miller. Imagine this offer to CNN. You can come on. So CNN... I think should make a statement saying why we're not having Stephen Miller on. We think he's a racial white supremacist. We think he's a Nazi. And we're not going to put that on. Then we'd have to take a look at who they put on and what their backgrounds might be. The standard here, particularly when he's the sitting domestic policy. He's the guy that puts the heft around all this stuff. Or is it they can't handle him? And then they have to put in their best. You know, I admit it's not easy. He's going to debate you on anything. What's wrong with that? And Scott Jennings makes the great point that the show that there that's doing well is the 10 o'clock show because it's actually debate. It's not the usual pabulum that CNN would give you. You have Jennings, you have some others there, and Jennings wins the day most nights that he's on. It's just a media malpractice. You're not going to put Miller on your channel when he's willing to come on under those guidelines. You got to handle him. All right, say, look, we'll give you another shot. We got to stay in there. We want to talk the Somali thing. Okay, let's go. He's ready. He's going to make the claim. Can you refute it? Is there any metric we could use to say, see, people on the left have just settled it. Their position, when you have a large group of people who are not doing well, is first generation. You got to understand that new country coming here, assimilation happens after that. Well, back in the day it did when the Irish, the Italians, and others came here. Now, why did it happen? It had to happen. If you were going to make it, you had to speak English. You had to do any number of things. Now, maybe you don't have to do as many things. You don't have to assimilate. And you can still do okay. Let me go to Gary in Newtown. Gary's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you very much. There's my gratitude, pal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we agree on a lot. And one of the things that we agree on is definitely the death penalty. That's one. The second one would be this. I am scared to death more than you are. I'm not like David from South Carolina. I'm not like Robert from Ben Salem. I'm not like Joe from Columbus. But the Republican Party sucks. They can't get their act together, and we're going to get crushed if they don't. I don't get it.
Well, with all due respect to them, I'm in agreement with you, and I respect some of the things they think that are going to happen. But, Gary, a lot of it, we know this without a doubt, revolves around Trump voters coming out. And the president is not good at sticking to the topic at these rallies, et cetera. He can still entertain a bit, without a doubt. Then he's got to level with them, not just a sentence. It has to be 15 minutes of this. You must vote.
You must vote. He is awful. Who would go to Mount? How many people are we picking up in Mount Airy? None. Zero.
Well, the true believers were there, but I don't know that we influenced anybody with that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so riled up. But I went to the local committee person in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, I knocked on their door for the last election. I said, "Can you please let me help you? I will knock on the 330 doors in our neighborhood and get them to fill out their mail-in ballot." Do you know what I got? Not a return phone call, not a return, nothing, zero.
Yep, there is, I know over in Delaware County, the party not doing so well. So, yeah, Gary, I'm in agreement. There's a lot of work here. What's your side today?
And by the way, I hope that you and I are wrong. I don't want to lose. I hope we're wrong,
right.
But I can't see it.
Well, I can't see it because, Gary, here are the knowables with all the other talk. The people that actually vote are seething to get at Trump. They can't get at Trump, so they're going to get at the local Republican. And the Trump voter, I have people sending me, Gary, well, Jersey and Virginia are different. There's a slight difference, but not a 13-point loss after Jack Cettarelli ran a great campaign. No way.
Absolutely no way. And by the way, Stephen Miller is a lot like Charlie Kirk, as in the recall. You're a lot like them. When you see how you make the sausage and make the show with the notes that you have, the recall you have is a gift. Those guys have gifts like you. It's crazy.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. That's pretty good company. But what's your side today?
My local guy, by the way, is Jeff Van Drew. My side question,
okay.
And by the way, prostitution, while it is legal in Nevada, is not legal in Las Vegas, which leads up to my side answer. My side answer is, it's the slogan, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What they don't tell you is the little asterisk at the bottom that says, as long as you continue the payment.
Thank you, Gary. That was beautifully done. I think that's accurate, too.
Yep.
I think that is, you know, we did a cross-country tour a few years ago, right before an election, and we ended up in that guy, sadly, he passed away, the guy who had the House of Prostitution that was famous there. It was on TV. I forget what it was. And we had him from there debating Bill Devlin. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, Devlin wasn't there.
Yeah,
that would
but
have been,
still,
well,
I just
minute,
generally,
that, had been,
yeah.
that would have been beyond belief, yeah. It was the trip of a lifetime. And I actually had not just a functionary, but the guy that owned a casino live and in person when I broadcast from a casino sitting there. And he looked like the Hispanic actor. What's that? Garcia? Andy Garcia in Ocean's 12 or 13, whichever
oh.
one it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't Hispanic. But I mean, the whole presentation,
yeah,
the entourage
the
with him. These guys come up, like 20 guys and showgirls are with him. And I'm sitting there, now tell me how you take advantage of these people. Look at all this stuff. We don't take advantage of anything. People love Vegas. Great guy. But the owner of the casino, it was big time stuff.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, exactly. But Devlin debating the head of the House of Prostitution, I don't know if we still have that somewhere. Devlin was pretty funny, to put it mildly. All right, 855-839-1210. Gary, that's a good one. That put quite a spin on it.
Well, he did say, he wrote really quick, because yeah. I was going to accept it,
yeah.
but I conferred.
Yeah, I hear you.
Conferred with it, so I didn't want to make sure.
Oh, no, I like the asterisk he put on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like the asterisk, so by the way, in most things, except home runs.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That should have been the winner of yesterday's question. You're both saying it wrong.
Oh, I hear you.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
I'm not sure about that.
A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K.
We need to go to... I'm going to defer...
Gary made a comment about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm going to defer to Leslie of Bryn Mawr on that, because just the way she says Bryn Mawr tells me she's elevated. All right. It's 855-839-1210. And don't forget the Navy League, our sponsor of Dom's Money Melody, this Saturday over in Manayunk. It's going to be a great event. I'm not sure what time I'll be there. You know, I'm talking to him tomorrow, but Army-Navy game. I already have my factoid ready to go. The first time instant replay was used.
I saw Bob Costas talking about that in a video I was watching yesterday. It was kind of crazy. It was
yeah,
by
1963.
Accident. Apparently it freaked out the audience, because they're like, and he had to be like, no, though. They didn't score twice just now.
Right.
It's an instant replay. And they'd like tell the viewing audience, like, no.
Bob Costas was that.
He wasn't. 63. I think he was with the production. I don't know if he wasn't on the call.
But still, that's yeah. 62 years ago.
Yeah.
How old could Bob Costas
Bob
have
Costas
been at the
is
point?
Old. Bob Costas is
well,
really
he's worn a,
and
you know,
he's been in the
some
business.
Some would say
forever.
He was worn a toupee for 50 years.
Oh,
but
I would far. Agree with that.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, exactly.
Now, so.
Well, wow. I said that to avoid. Yeah,
yeah.
Allegedly. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Jump in now. Get on board. Something connected with Vegas. And coming up, I finally made head or tail out of this Inquirer story about Rocky today. Why are we fooling around with Stallone? You know why. Stallone's very friendly. He just got the Medal of Honor from President Trump. Not the Medal of Honor, the whatever we call the Presidential Medal from President Trump. And Trump is saying to him, yeah, those other actors are frail. Look at Rocky. Philadelphia doesn't like that now, apparently. Is there anything better for Philadelphia? Some people resent. Are we really Rocky and cheesesteaks? I've given in on the cheesesteaks. Yeah, we are. Yeah. But Rocky has all upside to it. There's no downside to it. People are not going around. They say yo in Philadelphia. We don't say yo, first of all. Just get that straight in the Inquirer.
I would disagree.
Well, we say yo, get off my car. But we don't say yo. You say yo greeting somebody? I'm never hearing that.
Yeah, maybe that's a generational thing. I don't see anyone your age going, yo.
Yeah. I don't hear it too much at any age. Yo is
well. I don't think anyone's greeting you with a yo.
Okay, it's a negative. It's a negative in South Philly. Yo is get off my
car.
Oh
yeah, absolutely. I still agree with that. It pierces.
Now we say use. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dad.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I know that. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
The guy didn't sound anything like that, though, in the previous.
Well, this is Rave, the other guy in the song, Rave On. He's the one talking right now. But when you get to the chorus, you know, that real distinct Shaggy voice right here.
Okay.
Still that's still Rave On. That's still Rave On. I'm all off here.
Yeah. All right. All right. We'll hear it in the next break.
It's the least suggestive of his top songs.
Emil Bove, I think it's pronounced Bove, B-O-V-E. Remember the guy sitting next to President Trump as one of the attorneys in New York, the felony charges, with the really bags under the eyes. Man, all-timer. That might be a side question. Bags under the eyes. Could be somebody young even, you know? You just said.
My brother does.
Yeah. It can happen. Now they have filed here in federal court in Philadelphia. Trying to get him on ethics charges because he went to the president's affordability tour. He didn't speak. He wasn't there with Trump. He says, I was a citizen there. Don't I have a right to do that? Imagine saying a judge in Philadelphia is unethical. Just think of some of the judges over the years. Just think of the judicial system in Philadelphia. Just think of Larry Krasner. And this guy goes to a Trump rally. And he should be taken out now as a federal judge because of that. This is what they're up to. It never ends. Let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr with an asterisk. Leslie, what do you say on that? Hi.
Asterisk.
Thank you very much.
You're all wrong.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie. And since you're from Bryn Mawr and you have that elevated tone, you're the winner. Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure I understand the elevated tone. You're the one that emphasizes the Bryn Mawr.
Okay, that's true.
Shots fired.
Yeah. It's such a curious point. Come on, it's a cheap shot. We have to do it.
So the topics have changed so much, which is one reason I can't call in from the office, because I was on hold a long time today. So I'm going to go with Omar instead of what I was talking about with healthcare. She said that the Somalians that have come to the United States, especially to her area, are very productive. And depending on how you define productive and in what context, she's right. They were very productive in being able to con the system.
Yes.
And 80% are on welfare.
And in fact, Leslie, last night, Joe Borelli, who's been on the show, I'll just give the headline, went back over 30 years, I think. They average out to only $1,000 in taxes. 47% are on welfare, but then expanded Medicaid for kids and another government program. Those three big ones, you're right, it's well over 80% are getting them.
Yes. So they figured out America perfectly.
Exactly.
You come here and you live off the taxpayer. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah.
To the foreigner coming in, to the immigrant coming in, go to America, everything free.
No, and even those freebies were not enough. Some of the emails of the stuff they were doing with the money, the amount of money, the 59 that are charged with lakefront properties and all the rest of it, are astounding. And the worst, Leslie, to me, and that's the point I'm going to stick on, is the false autism claim. We already have enough problems with it, and they were getting upwards of $400 million on this autism ring.
Oh, absolutely. But I would venture to say I think it's a disgrace that they would use it, their children that way. But I would say that that probably even extends outside of just the Somali community.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Oh, and it had to get that kind of figure. Leslie Vegas, do you have an answer today?
Neon, Don.
Ah,
what,
absolutely.
What else is, as soon as you arrive, the city is flashing and moving in neon. It's also got a neon museum.
That is very good. Neon is an excellent answer. I think of Joey Vento as soon as I think of neon. When you go down there, Joe, can you, the lights, the whole thing, you know, how we miss him. Oh, God. Joey Vento, alive and doing what he was doing in the era of Trump. You just can't. And by the way, I made a reference, a Frank Rizzo reference the other night that got the most applause. Shouldn't the national media at least think of Trump? Wow, what fodder they get from this guy. Just think about it. Just like the local media used to just sit there and let Rizzo hold court and say any. And I told Scott Jennings, yes, he actually did call this reporter investigating him a lush. And I know a lush.
You are a lush. I can tell by looking at you.
Even Trump. I don't even know if Trump's ever going to do anything like that. Maybe. Now, Rizzo wasn't president. There's that. But picture Frank Rizzo and Joey Vento with Trump. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. It's 855-839-1210. Get in. It is the lightning round. We'll get a winner and put your name into the hat on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. All right, the Eagles play Vegas Raiders this week. It's strange to say that. So hit us with something associated with Vegas tomorrow due to the Army-Navy game and the spectacular this weekend. It'll be Navy.
It's Saturday, not tomorrow.
You said, yeah, no, I mean tomorrow's side. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Saturday is the event.
Okay.
Yes. I'm doing my own pregame show tomorrow. All right. Drew in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You know, Dom, Las Vegas is a very transient town with a lot of tourists and all that. But, like, out of all the four major sports teams, there aren't too many of the athletes who are actually born and raised in Las Vegas. However, the Phillies have two on their right side of the infield in Bryson Stott and Bryce Harper. They were both born and raised in Las Vegas.
I didn't know about the second baseman. So I guess we took Bryce off. Henry had that in the beginning, but
that's my fault.
Ah, sorry,
yeah,
I missed
yeah,
it.
It's
I'm
okay,
sorry.
But you have the two of them in there. We can consider unless you have another one.
How about Andre Agassi?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
The tennis player.
Yep, and he runs a charter school. I know that because of my, you know, school choice mission. Agassi is a charter school. Jalen Rose, charter school. And the rapper, why am I blanking on his name, too? He's big. It'll come to me. Runs a charter school or a charter school movement. Common, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So you got a lot of charter schools there. Do the Democrats know about that? Oh, yeah. They go after them, too. All right. This man, definite in the running. I don't know if I put him in the top two, but maybe the top four as caller of the year, Joe of Exton. Joe, welcome in.
Yes. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
I connect Las Vegas with the geographical area of southwestern U.S. at a time when Mexico occupied the states of California, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and Texas. The show Zorro and the Alamo are examples of a time when Mexico occupied that area.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I would say one thing I'd connect them with, too, big union town because of all those hotels.
Oh, yeah.
And those unions sway, I mean, Vegas sways the rest of the state, which is one of the ultimate swing states. So what did they do this time because of Trump? No tax on tips.
Is there a prostitution union?
We found out not legal in Vegas, sort of. You're doubtful. I don't know if you're getting arrested there. I haven't seen the Vegas prostitution
blind
cops.
Eye. Yeah, right.
There's a bit of a blind, big blind eye there. Hey, Ginger, come on over to Vegas. Greg in the Northeast. Hey, Greg, what do you have?
Hey, Dom, hi, guys. You forgot the best quote with Rizzo. It was, he also called him a crumb bum.
Oh, yeah, we have that. Sure. Well, I thought the Lush, because anybody could be a crumb bum, but saying
you're a
my
real crumb bum.
There you go.
My ears as a cop tell me you're a Lush, so too. It was like, you know, his analysis of him. Yeah.
He was the greatest. The closest thing to him is definitely Donald Trump, but Rizzo is the greatest Philadelphian of all time. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
Well,
for sure.
Without a doubt, when would Donald Trump be seen with a cummerbund first, but with the nightstick in it?
Right.
That, to me, is the all. You can't be topped as a public official walking around with a nightstick in your cummerbund.
Dom, I have, because they were friends of mine. I have the nightstick and the picture of the nightstick in my possession. I was given that before he passed. But that's a whole different item.
Oh, man, I got to see that. That's a museum could be built around that. Yeah.
A couple things. He was the greatest. But my Vegas thing for sure has to be mob movies.
Yes.
You know, organized crime is one thing. But a mob movie, as soon as you're Vegas, everything always funnels its way through Vegas. Everybody has to have a piece of it. That's my Vegas thing.
All right. That is good stuff. All right. We're going to need a little time today. Sorry to everybody else to figure this out because there were five or six at least. Yeah, there's several. Casino, I'm sure Henry would say it's Goodfellas. Not a great movie, just good. But
just good
I don't know about Goodfellas is better than Casino. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
I'll
give you that.
All right. We'll do that someday. Movies that are close, which one's better? All right, Kirk, what did you like?
So I'm going to go with a tie. I'm going to go with Robert with his watch parties.
Okay, that was pretty good, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, sorry, real quick, I'm going to go with, David with the prostitution. You got to go with that, have to, this time.
All right.
Yeah, I'll second those. I'll add Scott Montlaurel's answer of Jerry Tarkanian's Running Rebels and Gary Newtown's new slogan for Vegas.
That was a pretty good slogan. All right. Yeah, Roberts was hard to beat out of the box. You know, it gets the essence of Vegas, how wild it is that they actually had atomic bomb parties, and you were able to watch on the rooftop. So,
and stick your finger out and to see what the wind
is doing. Yeah, no, that's Henry's contribution. All right, we'll put that into the pot for tomorrow. Think Navy for tomorrow. We'll give you all the nuances of that. And also, don't forget the Army-Navy game. Go to NavyLeaguePhilly.org. Richie always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.